Hi, my name is Zuli, and since 2010, I've become addicted to snapping photos of my food. I also keep a recipe and restaurant review blog at foodiezuli.com.
Did you know? Did you know?
Did you know? One fast food burger may contain meat from 100 different cows. This post will save you at least $45. How to make Kobe's Japanese Steakhouse at home. Kobe's is good, really good, but Kobe's made at home can be just as good and way cheaper. It's true. I have figured it out and I'm sharing it with you. I love Kobe's Japanese Steakhouse. It really is so good. We have eaten at a lot of Asian cuisine, and though Kobe's is very commercialized, the food is still good. The only thing that would have made this meal better, made at home, was knowing the cut of meat they use. For the recipe, I just used steak we already had at home. I grilled noodles, vegetables, steak, and shrimp. Go to foodiezuli.com for the full recipe. There, you will also find notes on what kind of pasta to use, my yum yum sauce copycat recipe, and where to find Kobe's white sauce. Yum! This has actually become one of my go-to recipes. We've cooked this at home a handful of times and are due for a new bottle of white sauce. But I may try making my own first. I'll let you guys know how that turns out. Getting the same food for two at Kobe's Japanese Steakhouse can cost you $60 or more, especially considering travel, drinks, gratuity. The total for making this at home can be as little as $12, depending on protein choice, and can feed up to four. This is an 80% difference of the cost of eating out. Things to remember is I did not make soup and salad, but even those can be made for less than $5 more. Cook pasta 1 minute less than the package instructions and cook it the rest of the way on the grill, or in other cases, when warming up your sauce.